Morning. How you doing today?
Well,
little haircut?
Yes.
Down in the wood, eh? Nice.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's all I got.
Ed, how you doing?
Well, you spoke about it yesterday, but how important is it for your team to not get caught into in a running gun style against this kind of team?
Well, I think we should have learned that situation last year, you know, and we can't get into that stuff. We know that, and you have a tendency to, you know, they have some good speed on their team, and you're going to play a fast game. You just don't want to open it up. I think it's going to be important for us to check. They've got some players that can do some damage, so you just got to be playing the same way we've played the last couple of games. That's what we have to do. So that's what we'll be focusing on, is defending and checking and just playing these guys intelligently.
Further to that, it looked like, was I just seeing things, or were forwards being more supportive, I guess, of your defenseman the other night in Washington? Is that more of a mission this year?
The mission this year is really to not give up so many goals against, and one of that is defensive support and more patience, and that's what we're trying to do, is protect areas of the ice where we were a little bit loose last year, and support is one of those areas that you have to be good at. And so we're trying to do that through our drills and practices and video and stuff like that. So we're certainly aware of it, and we're just trying to defend better, you know. So if you're going to give up 2-8 goals against games, it doesn't do much for your goals against average. So you have to keep things. We want to have grown over the course of a year. We've learned some things last year, and we stabilized some things, and we just want to continue to build on that stuff.
What do you want to see from Kyle Wellwood?
Kyle Wellwood will play the game that he always plays, pretty consistent, reliable player, you know. I just like him to just play and contribute like he does. He's a reliable defending player that can create offense. He's a smart player. So, you know, he'll help Burmy, and he'll help on that line, and you know, given the opportunities that he'll get, if you give him more, he'll create more without hurting you. So he needs to continue playing his game. He feels good about his game, and I like his game, so he should be all ready to go. He's a fairly consistent player.
Are you considering Revan for tonight, or are you going to stay?
Be hard to throw Redmond into this game. I think it's too early to have this as a measuring stick game. As you can see, you know, like, as you can see around the league, like, you know, the Leafs, great, and boom, 7 goals against. It's like, okay, what happened? You know, it's all over the place. It's too early for that stuff. You know, I think that you have to stabilize, and I don't think teams have stabilized yet. And you're trying to get maybe the goaltenders involved and different people involved, with the lack of exhibition games doesn't give you a lot of time. So right now we just want to try to stabilize ourselves and focus on our team play and doing the things that we've been doing and go from there. It's certainly not going to be a statement game for us or for me. You know, Pittsburgh are going to know what this climate is like, and it's going to be a good challenge. They're going to come in here in an ornery attitude, and they're going to be wanting to take 2 points in here, and you know, they won't be happy with the result of their last game, so that makes it more challenging. But you know, that the bigger the challenge, the bigger the exhilaration, you know. So we have to be good. We just have to be good. We have to be smart and play smart.
You mentioned defending. Last year, some of the issues were maybe taking chances, and Buffbeck trapped a few times and things like that in those games with Pittsburgh. How about puck management, or just your general approach to not taking chances?
Well, I think that's what we learned. We talked about the run and gun and the playing at the pace that they play. I don't think you can do that. You can't do that against them. Buff has been real good the last 3 games. He has been consistent. He has stabilized his game real good, and we're going to have to continue with that. You know, we can't get into that. So, you know, however you want to sell that to your players or talk about it, whether that's, you know, penalties or puck support to defending, checking, it's all of the above. You don't want to be getting caught making hope plays against this team. And so I think you know, you don't want to overcautious your game. You got to play the game, you know. But you can't. When we played Pittsburgh, it was hard to stand behind the bench and watch this. It really was. It's like, are you serious? What are we doing? The concern for me was the attitude that we had in that game, and not being able to change and continually thinking that we're going to play this way against Pittsburgh, you know. And then we end up on the wrong side of both games, badly. Well, it's a little bit early for that too, but you know, I think that takes time. I think we talked about that before. We talked about that's a situation that's earned. I think we're getting there, but that's got to be earned, you know, in a little bit longer than three games. I wouldn't put it there right yet. You know, I think that, yeah, we feel good about things. I think our team has got that balance a little bit, not like everybody else. And I think we're trying to keep things in perspective, and we're going to be working in small increments. And when it comes to our attitude and how we walk and conduct ourselves, we need to earn that right. And that's going to take more than three games. It'll probably take more than five. I don't know the number, but I'll let you know when I sense it.
It's not a race to five, but what's your message to Mark Scheifele if you do send him out to it?
Mark Scheifele is, there's a process here, and there isn't a timeline on the process. There is to a point. It used to be 10, now it's 5. You know, exhibition games doesn't help you. You know, there's different ways for a Mark Scheifele or a young player to improve, and you can do that in practice where you can get better and grow. You can do it watching games and get comfortable. There would be, if he's not in the lineup, the thing for me is that there's no reason to beat yourself up. You've been pretty good. So let's just continue to grow. Enjoy the process. That's how it goes. There's no timeline here.
Did you consider Pavlik's career record against the Penguins at all when deciding you're starting
the race? Not right now, no. Well, yeah, sure, I'm aware of all that stuff, but I don't know that he's the singular guy to blame in those, you know, like, if you're going to let your guy out there to hang him up to dry, I mean, is it him, or I don't, no, he's been good, he has every reason to feel good about his game, you know, so would you want to throw Al Montoya in this game, you know? Yeah, no, I look at all those things, and Wade Flaherty, our goalie coach, it makes me aware of those things, and those are sometimes things that you do have to consider, you know. It's early, and, you know, Paz is in a good place, and we need to give him the challenge. That's why he's here, and he's been good for us. So.
Okay, guys.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Appreciate it.